This is 88.5 KNKX. The University of Washington men's basketball team is riding high these days. They had a big win last weekend and are currently in third place in the Pac-12 conference. That's quite a change from a year ago. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick about what's been going on.
Art, last Saturday's exciting win over Pac-12 leader Arizona, just a great example of the change that's happened over the last year.
It's one of the great college basketball games I've ever seen because it was two good teams playing well. The Huskies had a big lead early. They lost it because Arizona is a very good team with two 7-footers in the starting lineup.
It's amazing.
And one of them, a 19-year-old Deshaun Ayton, is going to be a top three draft pick in the next NBA draft. And he is a tremendous athlete. But the Huskies took it to him and the other 7-footer. And then it came down to the most dramatic moment I've seen in years in Washington when a blocked shot by Ayton wound up in the hands of Dominique Green, who shot a 27-footer. Nothing but net at the buzzer. Wow. Heck, Ed exploded. My ears are still hurting from that. It was really a lot of fun to see a team like that do so well after such a bad finish to the career of Lorenzo Romar a year earlier.
And of course, Romar is now an assistant coach at Arizona, making his return to Heck Ed. And his firing after 15 seasons at UW had a lot of fans not looking forward to the season, but there were no hard feelings when Romar entered Heck Ed.
Another great layer to that game on Saturday was Romar's return and the standing ovation that he got from the crowd. And a great gesture of sportsmanship, I think, on the part of Washington fans to embrace him, because he did resurrect the program. Yes, he had the last 5 or 6 years were not good, but nevertheless, he made a tremendous contribution to Washington basketball, and that was respected. And one of the great ironies in the whole thing was that Washington's success this season, totally unexpected, comes with four of his own players in the starting lineup, and a fifth player, freshman Jalen Noel, their leading scorer, Romar recruit from Garfield High School.
So there's a new coach at UW, Mike Hopkins, longtime assistant at Syracuse. What does it say about what's happening this season, about his coaching style and the impact he's had so far?
It's one of the most dramatic turnarounds, I think, in Seattle sports history in one season. No one had any expectations for this team because it had lost its final 13 games to finish 9-22 last year. And some of the players were ready to leave. Noah Dickerson, the 6'8 forward, was ready to transfer. But Romar appealed to Dickerson and the other holdovers from his team to stay at Washington. He had no reason to do that. But Romar, he's an alum. He spent 15 years at Washington. And he was so gracious in his departure and so willing to give Hopkins a hand with trying to keep the players at Washington. And it worked. And as a consequence, Hopkins has brought two things to Washington that have been very instrumental in their success. One is a high level of energy and engagement, both a goofiness and a vulnerability. And the other thing he brought was the 2-3 zone defense, which is something that Syracuse has been famous for 30 years under Jim Boeheim. The Huskies are the second or third best in the country in defending the three-pointer. And most teams don't play against the 2-3 zone so well executed. And as a consequence, Washington, with lesser talent, has a greater chance to stay in a game than with any other kind of defense. And as a consequence, they are doing so well, and they've got a real good chance to make the NCAA tournament for the first time in 6 years. And both Lorenzo Romar and Mike Hopkins deserve an equal share of the credit.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.